Wow, here we are, day 30. I made it, fucking did it. I can't believe this, you know. So what is it? What is the lessons? What have I? Well, first and foremost, I think we have to break this down into a couple of chapters here, because there's a lot to talk about and there's quite a bit to unpack. So first I want to say, how do I feel? Well, I mean, I feel fantastic right now. I mean, I feel great. I feel fucking great. I have not felt this good ever in the time I've been in the United States. I have never felt this good in the winter at this time of year. So I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I mean, I just fucking just feel fantastic. So physically, what I would say is that I feel that my legs are definitely getting a bit more muscle bound. I feel that my upper body is getting a bit more muscular. Not so much in the six-pack area, which is where I really want. But I think this is all, it's 30 days of this, it's been a really slow grind. And I'm now, I feel, when I put on my pants, I now feel that I have to, you know, buy bigger pants now. Man, my upper legs are just bulge. I mean, they're just rocks. And that's just mind-blowing, that just blows my mind. Now, my pectoral muscles look the same. However, my posture has improved, and that's really amazing. My forearms are getting a little bigger. I just mean, they're starting to feel like rocks. My forearms feel kind of like my legs. When I put on a shirt, I can feel that part of my body very tightly against the shirt. So things are happening. I just have to make sure that I keep doing this. But then there's another piece of this too that I have to unpack, which is the more psychological end of this. Because I think some of you may, if you've been listening, you may have heard me say, I'm automatically just doing these exercises. Sometimes I do them in the middle of the day. Some days I do them right before I go to bed. I'll crank through 100 in under 10 minutes, you know. And I think this is something that we have to address. Because this is the most important part of this 30-day challenge. The goal was never to do 100 burpees in 8 minutes or 100 burpees in 20 minutes. The challenge was to just to do 100 in one day. That was the challenge. That's all you had to do, is just get through 100 burpees. Just complete 100 burpees from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, anywhere in between that. I will say that one thing I have figured out in doing this that may be of benefit to anyone who is doing this, I got better sleep when I did the burpees right before going to bed. I got way better sleep. My sleep was fantastic, like a baby. The other piece of this is that will, the will to get through this, to do this. That's a psychological piece that I think a lot of us men need this day and age. Especially if you're a man who doesn't have a wife. If you're like me and you're MGTOW and you're doing this, you have a lot of time on your hands. It's just adding one more thing, one more task, but giving you the freedom to choose how you want to go about it. And I think that's the other important part of this too, is the act of pacing yourself, right? We can be tough guys and we can bust out 100 full burpees, military burpees, in 20 minutes or so, and that's great. But it doesn't have to be that way. I hurt my right wrist doing this shit, and I had to spend 4 days not doing push-ups in the burpees. And you know what, even now that I've completed this, I might actually change that aspect of it. I might go back to 4 sets of 25 burpees without the push-ups, and then as soon as I'm done doing the burpees, do 25 push-ups. Just separate them entirely. And then I could space that out. I could do 25 now, you know. There's some really good options here. It's even though I've been doing this for 30 days, I'm still looking for a groove. I'm still seeking out the groove that's going to work for me, right? And as we come into winter here, I mean, this is going to be important to keep doing this, because I can't get out and do, I can't be as outdoorsy as I normally am in the summer, right? I have to be able to do these at all times. I think I learned more about myself in the last 30 days than I have in a while. I hope you guys are all having, especially those of you who are listening to me, who are MGTOW, they don't have wives, they don't have kids, they've never been married, they're single, they're lonely in life. Listen, guys, I want you to know something. Know that these are the best years of your life. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're in your late 40s. I don't care if you're in your fucking late 50s. These are the best years of your life. Not having a woman in your life reduces your fucking chances of sickness by almost, like, I'd say 50% reduces your chances of getting sick and having your body attacking you. Being lonely is not good for you, but if you've got things that you like doing that you can keep yourself preoccupied, fuck, you've made up for it already. Pick up a musical instrument. Pick up a paintbrush. Pick up a pencil, pick up a pen. Start writing a book. You've got time. Because I'm going to be honest with you, being single is fucking, it's like, dude, you're going to have the best life ever, you know, without these bitches. Best life. So with that said, this concludes the 30-day burpee challenge. The challenge was a great success. I learned a great deal from it. I will continue to do this daily. So even though the challenge has ended, it still carries on. I just won't be doing update videos every 3 days or every 5 days. I like what I feel, so I'm going to keep doing it. I like how it's making me feel. I definitely feel like I'm getting ample workout doing it, which that, I think that was the thing that that sold me on the burpees, was this idea that these little exercises can make up for things I would be doing if I had a gym membership, and the fact that saved me a month of gym membership money, which I'll never spend again now. This is what being MGTOW is all about, guys. It's all about cutting back. You have to figure out new ways to do old things for free. Yours truly, Eggie.